USA News, I'm John Schaefer. It's another day in the dark for many Californians. More than 200,000 are without power as major storms continue to pound the state.
It was rising quick. In my experience, the fastest I've seen it rise.
It caught people that have been here 50 years, caught them unprepared.
90% of the state remains under a flood watch, and flooding has led to evacuation orders or warnings in many areas. A new report from CNN claims that the classified documents found in President Biden's Washington think tank office included intelligence memos. The documents from Biden's time as vice president also contain briefing materials on countries including Ukraine and Russia. Republicans are quick to point out what they see as a double standard in the handling of these documents compared to the FBI raid on former President Trump's home. Republicans in Congress are taking aim at President Biden's weekend trip to the U.S.-Mexico border. Congressman Tony Gonzalez, who represents the district near El Paso, called Biden's visit nothing more than a dog and pony show.
They handled this as if it was a political visit with only friendlies around it.
Gonzalez and others say if the president truly wants to find a bipartisan fix for the immigration crisis, Republicans need to be invited to the table and the border. The last 8 years have been the hottest on record, according to a new report from the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service. They claim the Earth is about 2 degrees hotter than it was in the second half of the 19th century. Heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere are being blamed. And last year clocks in as the fifth warmest year for the planet since we began keeping records. It's being called a year of climate extremes that brought flooding and record-breaking heat waves. And if you're wondering, 2016 remains the hottest year on record. Well, if you carry debt on your credit card month to month, you're like a lot of Americans. A new report from Bankrate.com says nearly half of all people with credit cards carry the debt from month to month. That's a 7% jump from last year. And in case you're wondering, the average credit card interest rate is at an all-time high, 19.6%. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
They're still celebrating in Georgia after the Bulldogs won the college football national championship.
The Bulldogs are back-to-back CFP national champions. Georgia rolled to a 65-7 victory over the TCU Horned Frogs at Sophie Stadium in Inglewood. Stenson Benton threw for 304 yards and 4 touchdowns and also ran in for 2 scores to finish Georgia's perfect season, 15-0. It's the first time a school has won consecutive national championships since Alabama went back-to-back in 2011 and 2012. UGA head coach Kirby Smart says Stetson Benton passed all the tests.
And what he did tonight was truly amazing. I mean, probably had his best game of his career, in my opinion, with some of the checks he made, some of the decisions he made, just really elite.
Quarterback Stenson Benton says it was special to finish the perfect season.
Yeah, I mean, it's special. You know, it seems like for the past 3 or 4 months we've been looking to see if somebody could beat us, and we just, you know, ran out of games. Nobody could.
I'm Julio Flores.
Higher interest rates are coming. Federal Reserve Governor Michelle Bowman says she expects the central bank to continue raising interest rates to slow inflation. Bowman is hopeful higher rates will bring inflation down to its 2% goal. Was O.J. Simpson the original choice to play the Terminator? No, says director James Cameron. In an appearance on HBO's Who's Talking to Chris Wallace, Cameron said a higher-up at one of the studios funding the film pitched Simpson as a candidate for the lead role, but the discussion never went any farther than that. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.